stop playing with the button, Robert.
See, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, no, that's obvious. That's not the right technique.
No, it's not. What technique do I have to use?
Gentle.
Oh?
Unless they want it harder.
Well, yeah.
Then you can start
building Always up. With consent.
Yes.
Consent is key.
But you start slow.
Welcome back, everybody. It's episode 45, so as I'm sure you know by now, we have a special guest with us. I work with this girl at my new job. Here's Jordan.
Hi. I'm excited to be here today to, like, you know, talk about this movie specifically and a bunch of other stuff, because we will be getting off topic, so.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
That's name of the game with us.
Yeah. I just love that we always meet, like, 45 minutes before we have to be at work and just sit in our cars, windows down,
yep.
Just talking.
Yep. Had to make somebody move over their car yesterday because I said that is Rob's spot. You cannot park there.
Did they move?
Yes, they did.
I mean, I guess you could be forceful.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, just move your car over, please. So.
Well, she told me that she's scared of me last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't invite you to Florida with her?
She did, actually. She called...
But she's scared of you?
She called me probably...
Oh my god.
The second or third night that we were open. And she's like, oh, I think I might be wanting to go down to, like, Florida for my birthday. I was like, oh, that's cool. She's like, would you, like, want to go? I'm like,
Oh, man.
Is that somebody hurting for friends?
Yes.
You're inviting people you just met to go to Florida?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little iffy with that.
That's a red flag.
Huge one, and you're not the only person that they've invited, so... Yeah.
No,
that's a lot of fun, but that's the person I had move their car over, so... Yeah.
Well, she seems a little bit like a doormat.
Yes.
No. I'm sorry, but, like, the personality of somebody who doesn't have friends and is inviting coworkers for their birthday...
You're not wrong about that, but did you hear that they brought two of our coworkers into their car and were accusing them of talking trash about them one day?
I don't get involved because I just honestly don't care.
But I hear it and I just funny. Laugh.
No, it's funny.
Like, I love restaurant gossip.
So much of it.
It's so much fun.
I guess just because, like, I'm so much older than the rest of you.
No, you're not old.
I've been in restaurants for like 10 years now. Like,
no, 5 years, Robert. No, you're only 20.
No, I'm not. I've lived through it. I've seen it all. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
At this point now in my life, I'm there to make money. If I'm making friends, that's fine. That's cool. If there's no drama, there's no beef.
Exactly. But it's fun to talk about. It's fun to be behind the scenes.
So much fun.
It's fun to be behind the scenes, but I don't want to get involved, and I don't want to be brought in into the, like, well, we were all talking shit and Rob was talking shit too. I'm not talking shit. I'm just like, I don't want to be involved. It's funny, like, tell me. But, like, I want to hear it. I want to absorb it all. It makes me feel young again. But, like, I don't care about any of it.
It keeps me, like, awake at work. Instead of passing out in, like, the food, I'm awake and paying attention because I'm watching these things happen around me. So
it's the best watching them interact when you know they hate each other at work.
Yes.
Honestly the fucking best.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. I've seen it happen so many times. Use code name Conga Line, and then the other one interacting with each other. That's awesome.
It really is.
So are we going to talk about what movie we watched today?
Oh.
I don't even think we mentioned
you introduced.
That.
Well, yeah.
I'm introducing?
Well, it was your movie. You picked it.
Oh. So we watched Fresh on Hulu with Sebastian Stan and, what was her name? Daisy Edgar Jones.
Okay.
Or Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
Or Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila from Shameless. Yes. And it was both of your first times watching it.
Yes.
It's my third time watching it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I had seen the trailers for it, and I was like, all right, this looks weird. Like, maybe, you know, if we really couldn't find anything else. And I mean, we had another option, but it was 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. So you guys can do that one a different time.
Maybe that'll be the episode before or, this one.
Oh my god, I don't know about that, man.
No, you can't sit through that.
No, I don't think so.
You'll be falling asleep through that one.
Probably.
Yeah, you won't be able to take notes on it.
I got you a monster.
Yeah, I know. Not sponsored. Not sponsored. Not yet.
No. So what did you guys think of the movie? Because...
Well, I think that it started off a little long.
Mm-hmm.
A little long?
Yeah.
A little long?
30 minutes of build-up?
Yeah. Just for... Then you opened the credit, like, with credits? Like, that's...
Yeah, where you guys both thought it was the end of the movie, but it was I got so pretty confused. Much just
yeah.
the start.
I was
yeah.
like, this was not 2 hours. What the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
It, you know, when it starts off, you really think that it's a love story. You know, you meet her friend and, you know, her life. And clearly, she's having not a great time trying to find love.
Yeah, no.
On the fake-ass Tinder or whatever the hell she was on.
Yes. So, with the scarf guy, Chad, in the beginning.
That date was so funny, but so awkward.
That's something that I would love to see in a restaurant setting. That's something that we would be standing next to each other talking about if we saw that happening.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. But other than that, it was definitely something. Definitely something that does happen nowadays, though. Like,
I mean, there are people who do go on their first dates, and I feel like our... establishment that we work at now is a perfect first date spot for like
it's dimly lit
right
so it definitely could be
kind of expensive, so you know showing what he's got
and sharing is like a big thing.
Yeah,
it's good for a first date.
Exactly.
We're all about family.
You gotta see how
family
people share
style
food.
Dining do you ever say dining. That at the table?
I do, because like sometimes when you're handing out the new plates, like you just kind of say, like, this is, we encourage family-style dining here, so that's why I'm giving you brand new plates after I just took the other ones out of the way for you.
Oh, no, I'll just say, oh, I'll take these dirty plates out of your way and I'll bring you new ones.
Yeah, but, like, I have people that are like, no, we don't want it, and I don't want to say it in front of, like, a manager and be like,
But I have to.
Yeah,
like, but people are like, oh, I'll box up my food, and I'm like, no, you don't understand.
No, I have to do it. I'm sorry.
It drives me insane. I don't know if I'd ever eat there again. Like, sit down.
Why?
Because I'd feel uncomfortable. I don't want to be waited on like that.
You're supposed to be, like, making small talk or whatever, but, like...
Small talk sucks.
Yeah. It does. Sometimes it's hard.
It's really awkward.
It's like, oh, how was everything? Oh, it was good. And then, you know, you just kind of, like, smile and nod at their conversation. And, like, if you feel like you can throw something in there, fine. Like, be a part of the conversation if they're talking about the movies or, you know, whatever.
Be like, so, you from around here?
That's what I do. I always
like, I know you're from around here. You're 75 years old. You're from Holiday City.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I always joke with them, and I'm always like, oh, well, this is the part where I'm supposed to talk to you guys. And they love that. Like, they get a good kick out of it. So then that's where I, like, roll into the conversation, and I start, like, so how was everything? And then go from there and, you know, hear their whole life story.
Right.
You know,
some people are really nice. Some people are really bitchy about the fucking paper menus, but
yeah. And then you get the people like Chad, where it's like, can I get a sparkling water with a lemon? Like, flagging you over even before you get to introduce yourself. Just water with lemon.
Oh,
I hate that. I hate that. That's the one thing that
I can't
stand.
Right after you introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Anthony.
You don't even get your
name
in.
You don't even get to.
Those are even worse.
Sometimes you walk up to the table and you're like, hi guys, how we doing? And then they're just like, water with lemon.
It happened to me the other day, and like every single manager went to the table, and every single one of them they were rude to. I walked up, I had a trainee, I walked up, I was like, hi everyone, how are we doing? We need paper menus. And yeah. I literally leaned forward a little bit more, and I was like, how are we doing today? And they were like, we need paper menus. I said, okay.
Yeah.
And I turned around and walked away.
Yeah, that's one thing that I can't stand about working in a restaurant, is dealing with people like that who have, like, entitlement. I can't do it.
That's one of the reasons why I stopped serving.
Yeah, but it's easy and, like, quick money, so, you know,
it
it's
really
like...
It really is.
Well, yeah, you walk away with, like, $300-$400 in your pocket at the end of the night, you're like...
No. Well, nuh-uh.
Not at this place.
Not at this place.
The place I was serving
not
was
at
like
this
that.
Is...
But that was, like, in Jackson. It's an expensive area.
Yeah, that's not at this place. This place, you're lucky if you leave with over $90 at the end of the night.
Not me. I've always made over, like, $120.
Somebody's the star boy.
So, yes, somebody is the favorite at the restaurant.
The pride child.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. I feel, like, bad. Not bad.
No,
you don't feel bad.
Own that shit.
There is no way you feel bad.
But it's just, like, sometimes I feel like people don't... Not respect it, because that's the thing. Like, I'm not looking for your respect. I don't need your respect. Like, I'm good at what I do.
Tell them, sister.
But, like, if you're doing something wrong... I mean, but I don't want to be the one that's like, you're doing it wrong, this is how you do it.
Oh, then tell me and I'll tell them that they're doing it wrong. That's what I did last night when you came over to me and you were like, that nothing is set up in the back. So right. I went over and
but
I
I'm
told
like,
them.
But like, it's not my job to bitch them out for not doing it. It's the manager's job to do it. If I was a certified trainer, if I was the lead on the shift or whatever, fine, that's different.
Right.
But like, we've all been working here the same amount of time. What gives me the right to... Right. You know, I don't want to overstep yet. You know what I mean?
Yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I've already done that quite a few times.
Like, you guys are brave.
Yeah.
Like, going up to fucking the boss and it's like, I'm this and this and this. And I'm just like, I'm just going to stand here. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's
like,
because I know how to get stuff done. And, you know, if they're not doing it correctly, I'm going to be like, listen... this is not how we're gonna be doing that tonight.
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, yeah. I will straight up go up to a manager and be like, hey, when are you guys gonna start cutting people? That's what I did last night. So.
And meanwhile, I had my three table section, so I wasn't really worried about it. But, like, even when I get, you know, 61-41, I'm okay with that.
That's not a bad section at all.
No.
At least you know you'll be able to get, like, a decent table size and then have, like, you know, whatever at the other one.
Right.
So it's not bad.
They gave me the 12 top party by myself last night.
And see, that's good, because usually, what, 11 people, you're supposed to split that between
eight. More than eight, you're supposed to split.
Did they change that? Because that's like, that's not bad at all, people.
I did 12. I mean, I had the trainee with me, but.
True, yeah.
What's a trainee gonna do?
I mean, she was on day four, so she did most of it.
Well, then.
Yeah.
I mean, I took their orders because she was taking too long.
Right.
I mean, to be fair, your system is crap.
Yes.
Paper and pen. Nothing beats paper and pen.
I mean, yes, you're correct. But we don't have enough POS stations. I mean, yeah, you could write it down and then, you know, go in the corner and put it into the iPad, but...
We have two stations, right?
Yeah.
There's
We have four
But that's
because
the way
POSs.
They designed the place.
Well,
if they didn't have the tablets, they would have had more... POSs.
Yeah, which is awful the way that they set that.
They really they should have taken like 16 away and put a POS over there.
Yes, I agree with that, because that would be a lot easier instead of crowding in one corner.
Yes.
Waiting for one of the things.
I try to never use the computer in the door. I always go over by one and two.
Yeah, that's what I
if
have
I
to
have
doing.
To use the computer.
Luckily, whenever I go over there, it's usually not
I push
valid.
Up and go, because I don't want to get caught in the corner. I don't want to have to process
I
your credit
hate
card.
That.
I push up and go so much. Up and go, up and go. If the people scan for the menu, I know they'll scan for up and go.
Yeah.
So those are the ones I'll, you know.
You know, you'll mention it too.
Yeah.
Be like, listen, we have an easier way of paying.
What's up and go?
Your check has a QR code on it that you can just scan and pay on your phone. If you have Apple Pay set up, you can just pay right there.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
I don't like Apple Pay.
Me either.
But you can also just like enter your credit card and then just pay right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I have my credit card number memorized.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even need it anymore.
It's just so much easier, because then you don't have to go through the trouble of like just going up to the system and doing it. It's not even like that's difficult. Some people still struggle with it. Beats me how, but...
You should be able to process credit cards on your tablets.
I wish they did that.
Because what's the fucking point of having the tablet if you can't use it to pay at the table?
Because then, I mean, you can just wipe it down, but then, especially in the times that we live in now, you'd have to turn the tablet around for them to sign it.
True. Well, at my
and enter the
job.
Tip and do all that. Otherwise,
yeah, then they have to tip you. It's right in front of your fucking face.
Well,
yeah.
When you do the up and go, it comes up automatic 22%.
Yeah, but people tend to read that. Like, if they don't know what they're doing, they tend to read it.
Not for me.
At my last job, we had tablets where they could put their card
through it. You're like, just scroll to the bottom, skip all the numbers, and sign.
Just skip it. That's how you do it. That's how you get it done. But at my last job, we had these things. They were like, it's called like toast system, where you could insert the card right at the table, take it out. They just use their finger, just do a squiggly line, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's that would be so much simpler.
Yeah, but then if they want a receipt, but then you have to go back to the computer and print one anyway.
Tablet should print one.
The tablets that they had at Red Robin.
Olive Garden, I think, does that, where it prints them right at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not hard. People do it.
Our tables are not big enough to add a tablet to.
No.
Well, no. But also,
not when we were doing family style dining.
Yeah. And you're getting new plates every fucking 5 seconds.
Oh my God. I feel bad for people like that are dining there, because I feel like I'm up their asses the entire time. Because that's what they trained us to do.
In like a couple months, it'll die down a little bit.
Oh, it's already dying down.
Oh, see, then you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, reservations are getting, earlier and earlier when they end. Usually they're... Like, when we first opened, last reservations were at, 9:30, 9:45.
Right before we closed. But now it's, 8:30.
Last night was 7:45.
I mean, give it, two more months and it's going to jump right back up, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right when everybody starts coming down.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Because it wasn't there last year.
No.
And all the people who come down every year are going to be like, oh shit, a new place.
Yeah.
And they know it.
That's why I wish they made it bigger, because they had room there to put 2 stories. They easily could have did it. Oh, or at least expanded it, but they decided to put something else next to it.
So. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just make it one big-ass restaurant.
Right.
Like BJ's did.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, BJ's is a standalone building.
But they took that plot of land and said, we're going all the way over here and building our own shit from the ground up.
Instead of splitting it kind of like what Rosalita's...
In Trey.
Yeah. Instead of splitting it like that, they should have just made it one big building.
I mean, to be fair, though, knowing
the mall... They had 3 booths in the whole fucking building.
Right, and that's frustrating, because old people are very picky with where they want to sit.
They got old butts.
Yeah, but sit where you're being sat. You can't really
over the age of 60, the entitlement starts really climbing up.
Right.
Yeah. That's not I don't like that. I wish they did more with the restaurant. They could have easily did more with it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at the outside that it has no cover.
Me too. Ugh.
This is a fucking town where it rains.
Yeah.
All the time. I think the end of this week, it's going to be raining the next, 4 days.
Yeah, it rained, yesterday into today.
It was raining on my way here.
Yeah, it was raining.
Yeah, it was starting to drizzle.
Yeah, so that's a little annoying, especially come summertime, but there's not too much rain in the summer.
I honestly think you can just take, your stronger servers, still give them inside tables, but have one or two outside, patio tables.
I feel like they're just going to put 2 people out there, just split it, one side.
Yeah, but what happens when it rains? Do they just go home?
I guess so.
No, I'd be fucking furious. Yeah. Never put me out in the patio.
Yeah, well, with the way that they're running it, that's probably what's going to happen.
No, they'd have them come inside and just start taking other tables from people.
Yeah.
Send shortening other people sections. Home. That's why I'm surprised they're not weaning people out yet. They really should be.
They're scared.
Why?
Because summer's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that, but Laura even said, she's like, most of you are ready for, 3-table, 4-table sections, but there are a couple of you who are not.
Yeah, and those are the people that are dragging us down from getting more tables and more money, which is very frustrating.
Yeah.
And you limit them. You take them to 1 table, and you expand the other people.
Yeah. Right. But then that would cause, disruption. And then they, yelled at us yesterday, and they were like, stop going up to the hosts. Stop complaining to the hosts. It's not their fault. You're getting smaller sections. But it's like...
Yeah, but the hosts have to stand there, so that's somebody that will listen to them no matter what.
Exactly.
That's why they do it.
They were listening to me yesterday, bitch, about it, and I did not have an issue with that. But, they seem to also have the same concerns as the rest of us.
But it's also, I've been a host, too. If you like somebody, if they come up and bitch to you, you don't care.
Exactly.
It's the people that you don't like that come up to you and bitch that you're just like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
That you have 1 table and they tipped you 10 cents.
Right.
I don't care.
I get that. I get that 100%. It's just frustrating.
There's too many bodies there, too. The kitchen's not big enough.
Tonight they have not that many people on, actually.
Oh.
Tonight they have conga line on and a bunch
Wednesday.
Well, yeah. But,
hump day.
They have about 9 people on for tonight, so they'll be getting 3 sections, or like 3 tables per section.
Well, that's nice.
Sounds nice for them. There is a shift if you want to pick it up.
Tonight?
Yeah, opener shift. No, just kidding. It's 3 o'clock on the dot. It's 3 o'clock on the dot. Never mind.
Oops.
Sorry, I'm here for the late open.
I'm here at 3:30. I picked up an opener shift. Oopsies.
Everybody else can just waltz on in whenever they feel like it.
Right. Oh my god, that's so annoying. And then they have bigger sections than some of us. People that come in later. Mm-mm. I ain't doing that. That is not fair.
Yeah.
Mm. They need to fix their management. Because that's ridiculous.
Oy.
Yeah, maybe we should start talking about the movie
today. Yeah, I was literally just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Wait, you watched the movie?
Yeah. You watched the movie today? I completely forgot about that.
So, in this opening scene, she meets this guy.
Oh, opening scene.
Yeah.
That's where we're still
We're still in that half-hour opening scene.
Yes.
All right.
She meets a new guy, and she's telling her friend about it, and her friend is like... bisexual, I'm assuming.
I'm
by the way, her
sure,
response. Yeah.
Her ex-boyfriend was the bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she did say that women are a lot easier than
men.
That
she dated women, too. We both looked over at you because you've dated women.
Yes, I have. Only one.
Only one?
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
About 2 months. It was a short relationship, but it was a pretty fast-paced relationship.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you, like, move in together after the second date?
No, I am only 19, okay. But, you
it's
know.
Never stopped anybody from having kids.
True, and I do have, like, super strict parents, so it's kind of, you know. But it was, like, in high school.
Okay.
So it was just, we would see each other every day, so, you know. It
a
wasn't
whirlwind romance.
Pretty much, yeah. So, and that's when I figured out that I like women as well as men.
But, like, why?
Yeah, I don't know. I ask myself that same question. Because it's...
I mean, fair.
Yeah,
you're not
it is.
Wrong.
It is. It's, you know...
It'll it's be easier little... to date guys sometimes.
Sometimes. Then... Sometimes. Keyword, sometimes. Yes. But
all the time.
Yeah, like Molly said, Molly, her friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Noah and Molly. Molly is the one that's bisexual. She basically said that women are a lot easier than men, which... is correct, as men tend to be a lot to handle. Rob knows.
Well, yeah, we're not great.
Yeah.
I think I'm wonderful.
Speak yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, but it's kind of like babying somebody when you're in a relationship with a man, but then when you're with a woman, it's kind of like you are on the same level mentally. Kind of.
Is scissoring a thing?
I personally have not done that.
They were in high school. There's no way they would have tried scissoring.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That's when you learn about it in high school.
Well, yeah, that's when we learn about it.
They're scared.
Yeah, exactly. He gets that.
Scared of
women. I understand women.
I've
dated
caught.
Them long enough.
Of like, getting caught.
Yeah, because...
It's a compromising position,
like,
too.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
You
yes.
can't get up easily from scissoring.
No. You yes. can't. I just always wanted to know what the big appeal is.
There is no big appeal.
Okay.
Canoe like, on canoe.
Yeah, there's, like, no pleasure out of it. I personally wouldn't know because I've never done it, but just from seeing porn videos with that, it does not look like it does anything.
Okay.
So.
What's your favorite kind of porn, though?
Mine?
Yeah.
Lesbian, obviously.
Oh, okay.
I think that's pretty much like a universal just woman thing, that lesbian porn is hotter than any other kind of porn. You guys can't answer it, but like, I can.
I mean, as a guy, like.
You can.
I can enjoy women on women.
Right.
It's not a bad sight.
Right. It's just
four
like.
Four boobs.
It's just a lot more
two
entertaining.
Clams.
It's just a lot clamps. It's just a lot more entertaining than most porns. So I personally enjoy watching that more. And, you know, like just other weird shit on there. You know how those websites can get.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good. YouTube for porn.
Yeah.
You just go down a rabbit hole.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, what's this next video?
Yes. So that one is definitely one that I tend to lean towards. Even though I'm in a relationship with a man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, he can enjoy it, too. So, you know, you get that.
You share.
Yes, exactly.
Do you watch together?
Yeah.
See, there you go.
I was just telling Rob about it that last night. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Or it was somebody else. Or no, yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone likes to tell me all of their slutty little secrets. I love it. Yeah,
well, you're just there for it.
I know.
You're just easy to talk to about it and stuff.
No judgment from Robert.
No, no, none.
Except not at all.
That women are icky.
They yes. are icky. No, you're not. Your parts are icky.
Yeah, I get that. I 100% get that. As a woman, I can understand that how they can be a little scary. So
some of them have teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Happily haven't run into those yet.
Ooh, I'd be scared. Yeah.
You will.
Yeah, you will. You will. You'll run into them. But I like Molly as a character. I feel like she had more common sense. Yeah. I don't know if they tried to go that direction with her because she was...
It's like she's seen all of those, you know, unsolved mystery documentaries. Right. She knows, drop your location.
Right. You know. And, like, I don't know how her best friend couldn't know that, you
and
know?
She could tell.
Right. And because she was a white flags. Girl. Yeah, so...
That's why. That's, white women do crazy shit.
That is correct,
for
yeah.
For no fucking reason.
That is correct. Yeah. So, but...
We're the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. It's just funny, though, that they made her, like, Noah completely clueless as to this, but then had her friend on top of it, you know? But it's common sense nowadays to, like, right? location.
It's like, know. We should go away.
Like 2 days after knowing each other.
Yeah.
Is
this the girl from our new job?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I said mid-movie, too. I said he was pulling in a, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a little bit of a red flag to want to take somebody away immediately after meeting them. That's a big no.
Yeah.
I did do that in my current relationship, where I asked him, like, a month in to go out to Vegas with me.
But a month is a month.
A month is a month.
That's longer than 2 days. That's
but, like, true. You're asking him. That's different.
Yeah. Like, I'm not big enough or strong enough to do something to him, but...
I mean, go women. Women power. Women rights.
True. That you is know. True. But I have no muscle, so I cannot do that.
Men I'm have not weak spots, though.
They do, yes.
We find one out in this movie.
Yes, we do. And that is...
A wild scene.
Yeah. Mm. How did that scene make you two feel?
It hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually thought of something I wanted to ask you in that scene.
Oh.
Well, I guess both of
what
you.
What was the thing that you wanted to mention in the beginning of the movie? You told us
after Oh, I guess I can slept. Say it now.
Yes, because after they slept with each other.
So, after they slept together, knowing he was a cannibal going into this, I was like, does he play with, like, all of his food? Like, that's weird. You're gonna fuck him and then eat him?
Oh.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. Well, he seemed to only do it with her.
But that's when we found that out. I was like, okay, so she's maybe special.
Not. Right.
She's he doesn't not... just... It's not part of it for him.
Right.
To fuck him and then eat him.
Yeah, so she's not like the others. That's something different. But that is something to point out. Yeah. And when you're going into the movie, that's something that you might be like, ooh, about... But I don't think people going into it know he's a cannibal.
Well, yeah. We had the insider knowledge.
After watching it 2 times prior before this time, you had the knowledge of knowing he was a cannibal.
Yeah, he brings her back to his house. Beautiful house.
In the middle of
mansion in the
Oregon.
Middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
And
of course,
drugs her. I mean, makes her the drink with extra cherry. So it's like, you know, the attention to detail, super cute.
Right.
And then she just passes out on the floor, and then it just says fresh. And then the credits start to roll.
And that's like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's 30 minutes into the movie that it does, like, the opening sequence. And then that's where the real, quote unquote, horror starts.
Well, I mean, yeah, because the rest of the concept of the movie of what he's doing to her is fucking frightening.
Yeah, but the beginning was a love story.
It was a love story.
It was a meet cute.
So I guess
I mean,
it's
the whole thing
is
kind of like a love story. Like, they went on their date, and, you know, she's trying to. Well, I mean, she wasn't trying to, like, fall in love with him. She was just trying to.
I think
like,
she was like, in love with him, to be honest.
I think so.
Before he turned cannibal.
Before, yeah, definitely. Because she had only bad experiences with men, and that's what she was telling Molly when they were doing their workout in the beginning, was like, how can Molly easily just get in relationships with men and women and just be perfectly fine and, you know, happy? And you know, Noah can't do this. Like, she has only had bad experiences.
Right.
Which is rough.
Yeah. Which is sad, but, you know. And then she finds this guy in a grocery store who all of a sudden sweeps her off of her feet. So, obviously, she's trying to, you know, fall in love and...
The whole interaction at the grocery store, like, with everything that she was wearing in order to pick her up and what she was wearing.
Yeah.
I can't get over those fucking socks and shoes.
Yeah.
Like, over the sweatpants tucked into the socks.
Yeah.
That's definitely a look.
That's lonely girl. Like,
oh, homeless peak. Girl.
Well, I guess that was what they were going for, which is, you know, what probably piqued his attention.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks for vulnerable women.
Yeah, which is what we find out when he, like, takes her to the bar and, you know, finds out all of her information, where she has no family, one friend, like, and it's the perfect person who can just disappear, just up and go,
I don't even know what her job was.
Yeah, right.
I don't even think she had one. I don't even think they went over it if she had a job.
Her friend had a job at, like, a magazine or something, I don't know.
I think it was a magazine. Something with fashion. Yeah.
That's why I hope they go into, like, another movie with both of those characters, where we can find out if, you know, they make something out of this experience that they had together.
Oh, all three of them. You need Penny in there, too.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome, because, you know, everybody else is gone, so they can't really...
With her robot leg?
Yeah.
I know she's getting the hookup.
Yeah, you can't get RoboCop in there.
Robo-wife.
Robo-wife, yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah. Oh, we should probably mention that in here, because people probably won't know what we mean by robo-wife.
So...
You'll know
when you watch the movie, but people who haven't seen it yet.
You find out throughout the movie that he's married and he's got a family, but...
Which Molly called.
Right.
Right in the beginning, right when Noah first mentions this guy who just randomly meets her in a grocery store, Molly has that sixth sense where she's just like, this man's probably married. Yeah, she was joking, but she ends up being correct, so, you know.
But I wonder... Is RoboWife the one who wrote the note in the...
No. There was a name underneath it. And then they made sure to, like, pan to that person in the photos.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I was going to point out when we were watching it, but I didn't want to, you know, interrupt.
Okay.
I noticed it.
Yeah.
Always read names.
She definitely was a victim of his abuse.
Yes. I'm wondering if she was the first Noah. Like,
the first special one.
The first special one where she was in the same place as Noah and she was being, you know, picked apart, but he ended up falling for her. And, you know.
Because what he does is fucked up. He literally sends body parts and meat.
Yes.
And other objects belonging to this person.
Hair. Said hair was big.
Yeah, and I guess he tricks all of them by saying that they're going on a vacation to this house, because how else would he have all of their, like, swimsuits, all of their bait, like, all of their clothing to send to these people, which they're in, like, some kind of cult, because they use, like, the satanic goat
as and nobody thinks that's weird on the packaging, like...
Well, I don't think anybody sees it. I think that guy is the one who just drops it off.
Oh, so it doesn't get, like, shipped USPS?
Yeah, no.
That's FedEx. What I'm saying. Like, FedEx doesn't... Amazon's not looking at that like, what?
A sticker on top that says fragile. That would be pretty funny. But I'm pretty sure that guy, the bodyguard or whatever, he's the one who...
So just, like, drops it off. But it looks like...
Drone delivery.
It could be drone delivery, because it looks like not all of those people live in...
One of them was, like... Had to have been across the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With his chopsticks and whatnot.
Right.
It could have been a restaurant eating it in the back room. Who knows?
Rich people eat with chopsticks because they think it's, like, the peak of eating.
I only eat with chopsticks.
You did not before this place.
I know.
Yeah,
I
know. You have gold ones now, so that's what you can use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know how they would do delivery with that. That's a little odd, unless they have a bigger way of... getting this stuff across, but he did make sure to say in the movie, like, that it's a small community of people.
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit...
They're also uber rich.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like,
they'll find
you
a way.
You can do anything when you're super rich.
They did have bodyguards standing behind them who were the ones that handed them their meals, as well as the boxes, so I'm sure that they have people that can accept the deliveries and or go pick it up for them.
I did have a weird thought with that whole thing. It was like HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he puts like a little meal thing in there.
How to prepare this?
Best way to eat this leg.
How to prep this meat? I didn't think of that.
How weird would that be?
That's pretty funny though, because I can see that character doing something similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's obsessed with cooking.
He's obsessed with cooking and making sure that the meat is cooked the exact way. The right way.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, top tier Sebastian Stan.
God.
I love him. I haven't said much about what's her Daisy. Like, she's not my kind of woman. Honestly.
No,
she's attractive, but like,
she's too
in
basic.
An odd way.
She's too basic for me. Like, no offense.
She has
to
like
her.
That weird like quirkiness to her. That's you're like, is she hot or is she not? Like,
she's not.
You can't figure it out.
Yeah, I personally don't find her to be like anything, you know, attractive. Yes, she's beautiful, but I personally would not be with somebody who looks like her.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not my kind of cup of tea.
Okay, so ideal woman.
Big titty goth girl.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes, that's the easiest way to put it.
I mean, I can't say no. Like, I agree with that 100%.
Yes, because I myself am like, super bright and like fairy vibes and like hippie stuff.
That's why I was very, very like surprised that you don't partake in the
devil's lettuce.
Yeah, it just doesn't agree with me. But like, I've had people say that they think that I am high when I am not because it's just my personality. So, yeah, I don't know. It could just be that, but.
Do you like mushrooms and shit?
No, I'm too afraid. I'm kind of a goody two-shoes when it comes to, like, drugs and just all that shabam. I can't really
partake. I have mushroom bars that are, like, edibles.
Yeah, I worked with somebody at my previous job who also sold those. And, you know, I was offered one and I was going to get
them? It. Was it a girl?
Yes.
Lex?
Yeah.
You know Lex?
Yeah.
That's who I buy my stuff from.
Oh, damn. Look at that. This small world. Yeah, I worked with her over at the OL.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's where she's at right now, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, small world. Look at that.
She's the only person I know that sells those, so that's why I'm like,
Yes. That's who offered me one, and I was going to get one for my boyfriend.
They're actually really good.
I've been tempted to try it, but, like, I have not had any good experiences thus far with anything, so...
They give you a little thing on the back for how to ration it right.
Okay.
For the type of trip you want.
Oh. Damn, then I might have to get...
So, like, one of them is, like, a really low-grade edible,
mm-hmm.
where you're not going to see anything, but you'll feel, like, a really nice body high.
Okay, yeah.
And then after three is when...
Things start to get a little weird.
Yeah. I'm the type who gets, like, that anxiety where you have to regulate your heartbeat. Like, where you have to sit there and stare at something in the distance and think, like, let me slow my heart rate down. That's how I am.
Right.
Yeah.
I get that way when I get high sometimes, too, though. But that's just from, like, anxiety.
Yeah.
We don't get high, Anthony. We get high on life.
I mean, drinking Mackenzie's is... Makes me do that.
Yeah.
Gets my heart rate up.
Yeah. Gets your heart rate skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. Excited to talk about the movie Fresh.
Yeah.
We only do drugs that begin with M. Right, Anthony?
Yeah.
Meth. And Molly.
And Molly.
I forgot about those when I said that.
Yeah.
I was like, marijuana starts with an M.
Yeah.
Forgot those other two key ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm.
My bad. PSA.
What else happened? So we're at the part where they're shipping the meat. Did we talk about Penny yet? Noah's neighbor?
Well,
we did a brief mention of her, but we can...
Who sounded like Kourtney Kardashian.
She did sound like Kourtney Kardashian. I have a problem.
But she was not.
No, she was not.
No, she was a completely different person.
It sounded just like her, though.
Yeah, it wasn't the cameo you guys were expecting.
No, that would have been really funny.
It would have been... But I don't think they can do that acting. Yeah.
So, like, he took me on vacation.
Talking to him through then about that. Oh, my God.
I need my glam squad. This is ridiculous.
I need my glam squad, please.
No, thank you.
No. So, she has a neighbor, and it's Penny, and she's another victim.
But it almost kind of makes it seem like she's losing her mind at first. Mm-hmm. Until you finally get to see her over, you know, through the wall.
Right. Which, you know, I don't think she would be losing her mind that fast into it, because she meets Penny first thing when she gets in there. Like, first time being locked up in there, unless she's been there for months. I can see her losing her mind, but...
And then when the other voice came in, I was like, okay, it's
Melissa. Gotta
be, you mean the actual crazy one?
Yeah.
The actual crazy one who was losing her mind, yes.
Melissa, the one that they ate?
Yes.
Oh. But to be fair, would you not go crazy too if somebody was harvesting body parts from you?
Yeah.
And you're locked in a room, just four walls, a bed...
That's like in like the ground. I like that the mattress is in the ground.
They don't even
ground.
Get the magazines because he doesn't like them.
Oh, that's true. I didn't see that in anybody else's room. Just hers.
Because she was special.
Yeah.
That's what the note said.
Because mm-hmm. She could have easily have done more, like, in terms of trying to escape and or trying to get, like...
Well, he cut off her ass cheeks, so she needed, like... It's not like she could sprint out of there.
True. Yes.
How much do you use your ass when you run?
A decent amount.
You'd be you'd be surprised. The muscles
and... Your leg.
No,
which is attached to your what?
The rest of my body.
Yeah.
I ain't no anatomy major.
Neither am I,
but I know that you're not going to be able... That's why she's literally crawling around.
And I can run. I'm good.
Well, then...
She had no ass either. Yeah, he cut off a big chunk.
He cut off both cheeks, I think. From that part that we were able to see, that looked like a decent chunk. So... Yeah, and then...
Maybe she's a little thicker when she ain't got no clothes on. She wears tight jeans, compresses everything.
Well, no, we did see her after the sexual scene where she was in...
Very tame sexual scene.
Yeah, very tame. This movie really didn't have a lot in it. Like, you know, in terms of anything sexual, gory, like, it really wasn't.
I mean, I think him biting off... her biting off his penis was a little gory and graphic.
Yeah,
and
I think that's the only
thing. But you don't even see it. If she spit the dick out, that would have been better.
That probably would have been a lot more entertaining, but you don't even really see a majority of the gore. Like, when Robo-wife is getting beat by Molly with a shovel at the end, that's a little bit much, where you can see that happening.
I was fine with that.
Yeah.
But, like...
He likes that stuff.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Green Inferno?
No.
Please don't. It's on Netflix. That's a good one.
Listen to the episode first.
Okay.
Listen to how it's described, and then decide if you want to see something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. I'll add it to my list, possibly. But I'm honestly not one for super scary movies.
It's not a scary movie.
No, it's just nasty.
It's nasty. If you thought her getting beat with the shovel was rough...
Oh, no.
Which, to be fair, you also wanted to see Midsommar. Midsommar's like Green Inferno.
Okay.
Really?
It's very bloody.
Really?
They do not shy away from anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You see a head explode at one point.
Oh.
Like a pimple.
Ooh.
Yay.
Yeah,
you would like it.
Yum.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying. I might have to watch it.
Well, Midsommar is just really good in general, though, so...
I'll have to see.
I just don't know if I'll be able to sit through a 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah, that's like something you watch and you have to pause and then go back to, like, the next day. That's how I am with watching certain things, like shows.
No, I just know that after a 2.5-hour movie, I'm going to be ready for a nap.
Yeah, and then forget everything. Your mind's going to reset.
Yeah.
And you won't remember what happened in the movie.
Oh, that happens all the time, though. Every time we watch a movie and then record, I never remember anybody's name.
Yeah. We go off on a tangent, too, and then we're like, what the fuck were we talking about?
Right.
Yeah, that's the same with this movie. Like, I feel like we're skipping a bunch of stuff that happened.
Like, the format of this episode is a little bit different than normal, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah. We're still talking about the movie, you know, but then also going off on little tangents. So, what? We were talking about Penny and them and how he... Oh, maybe we should talk about how he cooked
Now it's time for the date where the first... Let's do the first official tasting.
Where she asks him what the meat tastes like. Yeah. That's...
We can go there and then just immediately jump to the first dinner. Yeah,
you
and
knew
then...
exactly what she was doing there, too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she saw, that was right after she saw that note saying that, you
stay
know...
Stay strong.
Yep.
Stay strong, that you're a favorite if you're receiving this magazine, like... Which means so I think hurts. That's where she realized, maybe I should mm-hmm. see if I can start taking advantage of this situation.
So she asks him, you know, what's it taste like, all that stuff, and trying to get information, and then he cooks her dinner.
Yes, a meatball of human meat.
Mm.
Yeah, I forget what he said it was.
It was hope.
Hope.
Oh, yes, it was hope. That's who it was, not oh. what it was.
Oh, you mean what type of meat?
Yes, yeah. of what rib it was. Rib. But yeah, it was Hope. A woman named Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No more Hope. She is no longer there, but...
He has more of her in the freezer, though.
Yes, he says he has leftovers of her for...
That was an interesting, dark joke.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh.
And they're both just sitting there laughing. And I was just like, oh, that's not funny.
Ooh. Oh.
I mean, I laughed a little bit.
We did skip over the part where Molly does go looking for her. We skipped over that because remember after that meatball scene?
Oh yeah, the boobies.
Yeah, no,
that's no,
not
that's
even.
The second. That's the second oh, that's date. The second
yeah, one, yeah, not even Molly. Because when he drops Noah back off into her bedroom, he Noah's scoops. Throwing up as he walks by with Molly. So mm-hmm. he already has her at that point.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
say you find out the wife's in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. You find out he has, like, two kids and a wife, and Molly goes
Robo
looking
wife.
For her. Robo wife, yes. And the bartender, who actually is somebody Molly partook in certain activities with prior to, you know...
Fucking.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need to shy away from
yeah. that.
Yes. So someone Molly has slept with before is the bartender where Noah went on her date... just slide that away from me. Thank you. And
you're a fidgeter.
Yeah, I am. I am. I have ADHD and I can't help
no,
it.
No, this just picks up everything.
Yeah, I figured. That's why when I jingled it, I was like, oh.
I was like, maybe it was just a one-off. And then it happened again. And I was like, oh, no,
no, no,
no. We're almost done.
Yeah.
Well, ish.
Ish.
Another
ish.
Hour and a half.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. You're going to have a lot to edit out.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's all staying in.
It's all staying in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Molly goes and gets the info from the bartender as to who this guy actually is. He says his name's Steve, but he ends up being Brendan. So he's a whole other guy with a whole other life.
No Instagram, no social media,
mm-hmm.
nothing to stalk.
Mm-hmm. So that was the first red flag when she did mention him to Molly in the beginning. But so Molly finds out who it is and...
Goes to their house, mm-hmm. drops the location.
Which, yes.
To be fair, it was a little weird that the wife has a Facebook, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
But there's pictures of him on there.
Yeah.
Right.
You feel like he wouldn't want that out there.
Right. Which it's personally not him. Like, you know, we don't know if he doesn't have social media because of the business he's in. Because, you know.
Or he's just fucking weird.
Or he's just a weirdo because everybody has social media. So.
Right.
You know, but I'm just wondering what the wife, what her deal is. Like, if she has any family or why, you know, she's able to just be free and not say anything about what's going on.
Stockholm. Because he trusts her the most. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's probably, she
she's been
be
with
scared.
Him so long.
Yeah.
Probably the perks too.
Right.
That house, when they looked it up, was $1.2
million. $1.295.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So she got perks.
That is true. Minus a leg. She does have other perks,
but
I guess.
She's got a nice robo leg.
She does.
The way it's, that attaches and detaches?
Yeah.
Sick as fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, I mean, I guess that's one of the perks, but we find out that she's involved and they end up kidnapping Miss Molly.
Poor Molly.
Yeah, we love her.
She's a fighter.
Yeah.
We see that he picks her up, Molly, throws her over his shoulder and takes her down to the operating room as Noah is throwing up the meatball. Hope.
Yes, throwing up hope.
Better to address it by their name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little dignity.
They go on another date where they're eating even more people. Mm-hmm. Stephanie?
Melissa. No. Melissa. Not even the right starting letter.
No. Melissa was the crazy one. That was the one that had the spread on the little cracker thing, right?
Pate.
Yeah.
Yes. The liver. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
And then they had...
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had breast meat.
Which he said to Noah might be familiar. Which is hinting that the meat is someone who... Noah does know. Mm, yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah, so Miss Molly has to get new implants because now Miss Molly has no boobs. Ugh.
But at least it was, you know, like kind of superficial things that got taken from them. Mm-hmm. They could be easily replaced.
Well, I don't know if her ass can easily be replaced.
Well, if they can find this skin somewhere.
Yeah.
Stick a lot of boob implants in there until it fills
true,
up.
True, that is true. They can do it.
She's probably got like a B-cup butt.
Mm-hmm. So, that, I don't know if that's going to be easily replaceable, but the boobs definitely can. Penny's leg, that, I guess, yeah. I
would have taken Robo Wife leg. Could, if Robo Wife could get a new leg, Penny could get a new leg.
I would have taken Robo Wife's leg and given it to Penny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I would hope they would do, like, she has the sequel. Attachment.
Whip it out of the other woman.
Take it out of her. She's done for, so
she doesn't need it. She ain't walking anymore.
No, she doesn't need that one anymore. But that's why I hope they do like some kind of sequel where they're like empowered and, you know,
yeah,
speaking about this.
Then the boys, you know, try and hunt them down.
Yeah, like the people who were involved in gathering all of this stuff, you know, who aren't getting any more shipments of any lovely women.
Honestly, the first thing I thought of when you said that was like a Charlie's Angel situation.
Yeah.
Because you got a white girl, a black girl, and an Asian girl.
Yep.
Who are going to just like start raiding these like rich people's homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Killing them and stuff. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's sick. Like bringing down that empire if it is bigger than what he said it was. Which right. that would be kind of cool.
Of course it is. They're Satanists.
Yeah, so it could definitely be a cool spinoff if they did do something with that, which I was hoping they would do more
right.
with this movie. Like, they could have done a lot more with it.
So after, you know, she tricks him, this is when, you know, she bites off his penis. She goes and gets the two of them and they escape. He somehow has a gun.
Yes.
And is shooting, through the woods. I don't know how he didn't hit any of them. I don't know how far
beat the
I don't
fuck
know,
out of him.
I don't know how far away they were from him.
I don't think he could see though, because like one of his eyes was like
that was,
closed.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't just continuously swing with the fucking meat tenderizer.
Yeah.
To be fair, like, they probably thought he was dead.
Doesn't matter.
Keep
until
going
his skull is
know.
Caved in. He's not dead.
Exactly.
He's still alive.
I mean, you saw why. Molly stopped. Her boob hurt.
Yes. And
she saw
Noah grabbing her, what used to be her ass, as she was running away. So you can only assume that she pulled something, not a muscle, because there's none left.
Left, right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But
just like, ugh.
Yeah, so Noah does find out that Molly's in the building, because when they're on that date, she sees his shrine of everybody who he has captured and who he has harvested, and she sees Molly's phone with the phone case that does not fit. So that drives me insane that they couldn't get a phone case to fit that phone. Like, how? With the movie budget, like, how could they not get a phone case that fit unless it's something that's supposed to be so they can point that out?
Right, so you really know it's hers.
Yeah,
I mean, her phone case is pretty unique anyway.
Yeah.
That is
But it could have had the right camera holes.
Yes.
Right camera holes, not Molly's.
Yes.
Molly can't take pictures.
No. So, yeah. And then they go on that rampage, you know, trying to defeat this guy who just ends up getting back up again every single time somehow. Yes,
until she shoots him in the face.
Yeah, and then that's it for him.
They kill Robo Wife because she goes back for her phone, so she kills Robo Wife with the keys. That was fun. And then fucking Molly comes swinging in with the shovel.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
She got her revenge.
Yeah.
She did.
It's the one who knocked her out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she knew. Like, I love that Molly was aware of, you know, this kind of situation going on. So it's, you know, I like this movie because of that, where one person knows the other one's kind of clueless, you know.
So then what would you rate it out of 10?
Probably a 7.5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not bad, but also not the best that it could be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony?
I mean, I definitely agree with that. I think one of the things that probably held it back was the fact it was a Hulu movie.
Mm-hmm.
If they had gone, like, actual horror producers, like Blumhouse or whatever, Blumhouse. Like, then they could have really amped shit up.
Right.
But Hulu's kind of like a TV movie, scary movie.
Right.
Still very good.
I mean, I don't think this is, you know, a made-for-TV movie, but...
No, but it was still very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably at, like, a 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you on the same page as us?
I wish for a movie that was, you know, centered around cutting people's, like, mm-hmm. body parts off. You got to see a little bit of the cutting off the body parts.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of ruined it for me. I mean, them eating people, that was fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
To think about that. Like, that's nasty.
That is actually really...
foul.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he's cutting off her ass cheeks, I would have liked to have seen, like, him, like, slight... Even if you were just, like, cutting off that last little bit and lifting it off, if you had gotten, like, that shot... I would have been okay with that. But we got, like, nothing. In turn, yeah. Like, we didn't get to see Molly's thing. I know it was supposed to be, like, a surprise, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The reveal, the whole familiar thing. But I just, I don't know. I wish it was a little bit more in your face. You know me, you know I like that shit.
I mean, yeah. So one of the things for me is, like, I could tell it was pork.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, not that I know what human meat looks like. Just pointing that out there.
Yeah, don't come at me.
Never eaten human. Never will. But like, you know, as girls? Somebody who's... Well, that's a different type of eating. That's good eatings. But as somebody who's been around food, I know what pork looks like.
Yeah.
So like that part I could disassociate
mm-hmm.
and be like, all right, that's not a human.
The meatball, mm-hmm. though, was a little suspicious.
Yeah.
The meatball and like the dried one that he made and just cut like... It was pancetta. I just ate it. I was like, there was a tattoo above that cut mark.
I didn't even notice that tattoo. I thought it was like, it's kind of like a sticker that you would put on meat to be like, fresh date. Like, I thought that's what that was, not like a tattoo. But now that you're pointing that out, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that's a little bit nasty. But, like, the thing that they served at the end that looked like the breast, it looked like a brain kind of, like, matter to me. Like, I don't know if that's what breast tissue really looks like. I've never personally seen it. It did look like
brains.
It. Yeah, it did look like a brain sliver. So that was a little bit,
ew.
Yeah.
I would probably give it, like, a 6.5.
Okay.
So he just slowly stepped down half a point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I get, because it wasn't, like, I'm not a big gory person, so this was, like, the right amount for me.
Oh, you would definitely not like The Green Inferno, then.
Yeah. For somebody like you. Yeah, for someone like you guys, you know, you guys might...
No. I don't like that either.
You don't like that?
He makes me watch these things.
I like that.
So you're...
But then
the
he
one,
looks away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to keep watching.
Oh, so that's...
No.
Okay.
No.
With
that's
certain
different.
Scenes.
That's different.
With certain scenes, you have to look away.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a really weird thing about, like, IVs.
Yeah.
Like, watching them put in or accidentally having them rip out.
Oh, my God.
Literally makes me want to vomit just talking about it.
Yeah.
Yep, my arms hurt.
Yep.
I get that.
And,
I
like,
needles.
Ankles. Right, ankles. No ankles. I don't like ankles. I can't. I ended up watching it, and I didn't really have a choice, but...
Well, that was your own damn fault.
Yeah, I looked at the wrong part. I looked at the wrong part, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. It was
How
the worst.
How do you think I felt?
Oh, it was the worst decision.
God, IVs and stuff. I can't do that.
Yeah.
No, that's like a big no-no for me.
I also have a weird thing with, like, wrists, too. Yeah,
I get that. Ugh, God.
And throats.
So bad. Everything. Yeah. So pretty much everything
But, like, it's... I don't know.
Like it.
But watching people getting, like, dismembered, fine with. Totally fine with.
Right. Okay.
Like, eye stuff doesn't bother me.
Oh, ew. I can't do
like Green Inferno eye stuff didn't really bother me.
Oh, I can't do eye stuff.
You really can't do Green Inferno.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
She scoops an eye out.
Oh, yeah.
With like a talon.
And then eats it. Twice. Yeah. Each eye.
Yeah, I might have to pass on that movie.
Yeah, then she cuts off his tongue and eats it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, no. And, like,
jiggles it a little.
Yeah. Ew. And at that point, I'm literally watching the screen like, more. More, do more.
Oh my God! Yeah, like
that, so, on the verge of vomiting.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I'm okay with.
Okay, so this movie definitely was like little this to like nothing tame. For you. Yeah.
This was a Pixar movie to Robert. Yeah,
it's like Disney level stuff. Yeah. No, this is like the heaviest, or not heaviest, but you know.
Oh, you gotta come
nearing
around.
Your limit.
Sort of, not really. Also,
Midsommar
though.
Probably would have really pushed her over the edge.
I mean, I can watch that, but I will be the one to, like, look away when I sense that something is coming up. So,
oh, yeah, no, you know when it's coming up most of the time in Midsommar.
Yeah, okay. So I would be the one to cover my eyes for that. But
is there stuff in Midsommar that I would be uncomfortable with?
Maybe.
Okay.
Ooh. Then that might be a good one for you, because, you know... A little something that you don't like in there. A little shocking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being that you just like so much.
I do. Like a lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
Midsommar's really fucking weird.
Yeah. But, like, all of, like, the goriness and, like, Hatchet. That stuff is great.
Well, that's, love like, that's your movie magic, horror. Yeah. Like, fake.
Yeah.
Like, that whole ripping the head shit. That's so fake. But it's great. Ugh.
Even when you can, like, tell that it's fake, it's just like, mm-mm.
Even that gets you?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Tongue wiggles around.
Oh, God. I can't do those kind of things. Like, I don't like horror. I'm not a super duper horror person, but I'll watch it. Like, you know, I've watched The Walking Dead and stuff, so that stuff is, like, it can be a lot.
Yeah.
Not too bad, but...
Walking Dead is fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well,
beginning seasons of Walking Dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it's just bad. People on yeah, people.
Then it just gets bad and falls downhill.
Yeah.
Sadly. It used to be such a good show.
Just like The 100.
Mm-hmm. What, is it not good anymore?
It just gets weird when they go to space.
Yeah.
They go back to space.
Yeah, don't ruin it for her.
Yeah, I'm on season 2.
She's never seen it.
I thought you were so much further into that.
No. Right when I got your first thing.
She's
I
only at Mount Weather. She doesn't even know the City of Light.
Now you spoiled something.
Well, no, I've heard about it already. Jaha is on his way to go find that.
The City of Light?
Yeah.
Yeah, just wait till he finds it.
Oh, great.
You're going to hate Jaha that season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I already do hate him.
Well, yeah.
I don't blame you.
Just because he's getting in the way of a lot of decisions.
That's the
time.
One thing that bothers me with that
how's
show.
Oh, Finn?
Dead.
Oh, okay.
I told you this last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, you read that part?
Yeah, I
passed
that
part.
Oh,
so you saw the... And they fucking burned all of them alive.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Ring of Fire, the end of the first season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one. That part was kind of. I liked that one.
That was sick.
Yeah,
that was something
smart
that really drew me into the show.
I love the, like, just the Grounders. That's great.
Does Lincoln die? I feel like he does.
Can't say anything. I've already spoiled space.
Yeah, that pisses me off now that they go back to space after they wanted to go down to the Earth so badly.
That's just
not like a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but it's also
not a good thing.
The only thing that they can do.
Does Earth, like, blow the fuck up? Oh my God. Does Earth blow up?
It's like when you put a tomato in the microwave and it just blows from the core out.
It literally gets... It's just... It's so wild, but...
No, but it that's not... That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But...
No.
They do have to do it for a reason.
Yes, okay. There's a reason.
They come back.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so annoying.
Eventually.
Eventually. Yeah, that's so annoying, being back up in space.
It's the season that I'm in, so you got plenty of time before.
What season are you in?
Well, I've seen more than this season, but rewatching it's the season I'm in now.
Okay.
It's the
fifth.
Yeah, fifth season.
Okay.
And there's only seven.
Okay.
But you're coming up to one of the best seasons.
I'm in the third one. Season. Yeah.
No, the fourth.
So fourth one is good, yeah. Too.
Fourth season is
I'm
like
I'm finishing up peak. The second one, I believe. I'm on the 11th episode.
Okay.
So.
Second, the second and third seasons have 16 episodes. So does the last season. And the rest of them have 13.
Okay.
It's 100 total episodes. I would put episodes.
Like season four is the best season out of all of them.
I might just and have to one. Skip to it.
And then two.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest can just fuck around down there all together.
Yeah, then I can't wait to get to other seasons, because right now it's like
it gets
I don't like the Mount Weather season.
No, that's why it's below.
Yeah, I'm not liking it that much. There's not like much going on with it.
The ending
the season finale of season two is phenomenal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what redeems it for me. Without that, it's a crap season.
Yeah, I know Bellamy doesn't die because I saw him on your story when you were watching it. You put a clip of him, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
There's certain people you know have, like, unbelievable plot armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not like The Walking Dead.
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no.
There are certain characters you think would have really good plot armor that don't.
That do not.
And then some that you were like, why are you still fucking alive?
Yeah.
Why are you still fucking alive?
Okay.
not him.
I was going to say, you better not like be talking
him.
About
no,
him.
No, I like him.
I know. I think I know who you're talking about, because I think you said that you liked him. I can't think of who it is, though.
Oh, when she leaves, I have to tell you something.
About the 100?
No, about somebody at work who had that name.
Oh.
And I spoke with him on the phone.
Oh,
I had
really?
To confirm his name with him.
I was like,
full name?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like I know who it is.
And I was like, no fucking way. I was like, there's no fucking way.
Now I want to know who.
No, I don't want to spoil things for you more than I have
in
space.
I want it spoiled, honestly. I'm the type of person who likes to have my stuff spoiled when I watch it.
I do too, and I don't.
Yeah, I'm the spoiler.
It depends what it is.
Right.
I like to spoil stuff for people, so.
I like to do it if they want it.
I don't like to spoil. Mm-hmm. Not for this.
If they want it, I will. But they have to, like, confirm it with me 3 times.
Yeah.
Like a telemarketer, like, do you really want this?
Are you sure?
Are you super sure about this? Yeah. So, I like the 100 so far. Eh. But, yeah, so we did watch Fresh, and...
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, we're still doing that.
Yeah.
Oops.
So, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. They always say yes.
Because it's fun. People don't realize it sometimes because they're nervous or whatever. You weren't nervous.
No, because it's just like having a conversation. It's nothing.
It's literally all it is.
Right.
That's how we describe it to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know.
Just ignore this.
Yeah, and like Rob's my work friend. I just met you, but like you're Rob's friend and now you know somebody who I know. So it's like.
Small world, all connecting.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So I would 100% do it again.
Do you want to plug yourself? You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I don't have to. Just because my stuff is a little hard to, I guess, spell out or, like, just say, like, my Instagram handle and everything. So I'm not even going to.
Perfect.
Yeah. Not even going to bother with it.
Okay, I struggle with ours sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not even.
Where can they find us, Anthony?
Slasher Sluts Facebook group.
On
Facebook. I was going to practice that and I didn't. I fucked it up. It's so awkward saying Facebook twice.
I know.
I always do it every time.
What, you have to say Facebook group on Facebook?
No, he doesn't.
I just do it.
He just does.
On accident.
Okay.
It's Slasher Sluts podcast group on Facebook, but for some reason I'm like, no, Facebook needs to go here.
Yeah.
And then here again.
Okay, I get that.
Slasher Sluts Facebook podcast Facebook group on Facebook.
Added in there multiple times so everyone knows it is on Facebook.
/_sluts_podcast on Instagram. I don't really use the Twitter.
Honestly,
I don't know how to use Twitter.
I don't use it either.
Do you use Twitter?
No.
Oh.
I have it on my phone for this.
Yeah.
And I'll get like notifications of like top stuff. Like I saw the Elon Musk tweet where he's like, I'm going to buy Coke and put cocaine back in it.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, you can do whatever you want with the money you got, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Who's going to say no?
Oh, well, thanks again for coming on. This was fun.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Don't forget to make good life choices.
Be good people.
Am I supposed to add something? I wasn't told I was supposed to be adding something motivational at the end.
That's good. That's motivational. Yep. Yeah.